Hey guys, this is Rahul, live from somewhere in a Middle East country. Well, I'm not a native here, though I travel a lot, but this podcast is not about one of my travel journey. Of course, I would love to share my experiences, the journeys I've been to, the places, and the people, the culture, in other words, wanderlust. Yeah, I would love that, but not today. Let's begin this podcast with an experience which I happened to earn in a very recent time. I'm having a can of soda right now, so please excuse me for any unwanted burps. Thank you. So, shall we start? Okay, alright. A little background to begin with. The thing is, being a wanderer, a blogger, and a full-time consultant, my life was all set. A 9-to-5 job, I didn't mind that. In a multinational company, it was a very big company. We used to have client meetings every now and then. Then we used to walk after the lunch, the career talks after beer, finding excuses for work from home, escaping on a weekend to explore new places, new cities, backpacking, camping, trekking, wandering solo, and sometimes with crazy fun friends too. My money inflow and outflow was all sorted. Credit card due dates were getting tracked by my Google assistant, but then something happened. I mean, it was all sorted, but something happened. My late 20s began. You guys must be thinking, late 20s? Dude, we're still so young. People talk about their experiences when they are about to retire or they are in late 50s or something. You talk like your 40s or something have arrived or something. I mean, your retirement has already begun. Well, guys, this isn't about the age. This is about the experiences. Experiences differ for any age. This podcast is about marriage breaking, the post-incident experiences, or should I use the words cancellation? Yeah, my marriage broke a week before the best day. How I recovered from that, I want to share with all of you. So, as I told you, my life was all set. Job, bucket list, 19 countries checked already. Tickets for fourth continent was on its way. I managed to have a work-life balance even. A good health I had, thankfully. A blog for expressing my feelings. Crazy fun friends. And yeah, I used to date random girls without falling. Dude, I wasn't bad. I was just not ready. I didn't hurt any girl. I was a very gentleman, for a matter of speech. A perfect wedding material, most of the folks called me. Well, then it all started. With a girl I met. I knew her from my previous office. You can call her my crush or something, but yeah. I'd never been too gutsy to approach her. Well, by fate or by Mark Zuckerberg's blessings, I met her. What a day it was. She was too keen to know how the hell I found her. Or was I a stalker or something? Well, I had approached her a year after leaving my previous office. So it was clear, quite clear that I wasn't a stalker. It was a beautiful evening with a clear sky, I remember. She started talking to me. We kinda liked it. We met again. And then it was a Valentine's. We didn't celebrate it as a couple. Yeah, it was a fun in a way. More friendly, I would say. And then we met again and again. Till now, I had completely fallen for her. Yeah, I was kind of sentimental. I got feelings for her. What a big deal. We talked about it. She was quite a cold tigress, though. But she liked my simplicity. Maybe something else, or maybe the way I used to think and act, maybe. Fox, I'm not explaining every little bit of it. So yeah, cut short. Families got involved, marriage was fixed, venue was decided and booked, all honeymoon related bookings were done. Dresses, invitation cards, every tiny little thing was bought, or I mean, taken care of. Well, a week before our marriage, we had an argument about something. Not a big thing, but we both acted with immaturity. It was late at night. I thought it's better to take a nap rather than adding more fuel to it. My new furniture had just arrived in my new house, where we were gonna begin our life. So it was a mixed feeling, I would say. I was tired as well. I'd spent a lot of money on those things, which mostly I bought for her only. So I was kinda looking for an appreciation from her too. Silly me. I did everything for her, a lot of things which were in my capacity. She knows, family know, everyone we know knows how much I was into her. But the next morning, after the fight night, I woke up to apologize. No matter whose mistake it was, it's always better to apologize and take care of the fights. But till then, she had made up her mind to call it off. Insecurity, fear, lack of surety, whatever you can call. But I would say lack of love or understanding. I loved her. No doubt in that, a lot. She did too. But this act of her made me realize that it might not be that much. I tried and tried a lot many times, by a lot many ways, to sort this out. I had let my ego rest in peace. Felt so guilty about everything. Even asked her to take time, but don't cancel it, postpone it for God's sake. No matter what, how much loss we were gonna bear. But it's fine, take time. I couldn't understand her decision and her marriage broke. My life fell apart, I cried. I was too weak enough to handle this. I had a new job, a new house, a new group of colleagues. So I felt quite helpless in this case. Couldn't feel much about anything except the memories we formed together. There were a lot. The plans, the dreams, bunch of shoppings, whatnot, yeah. Days passed. Money were all spent. Months passed. But she didn't change. Apparently, she had kicked me out of her heart, like she never knew me. So guys, it took time to sort out the stuff, but the end wasn't I would say happy one. But I learned a very big lesson of my life. For those who are new to this, to give them a heads up about this, well, guys, you will suffer a lot in the beginning, but there are stages. Don't expect a very emotional recovery or something at a very beginning stage. No. There are multiple stages. I would say there are five stages. First one is denial. Then comes your anger when you burst out. Then comes bargaining when you let your ego set aside. And then comes depression. This is a very painful stage. I took a little longer than expected time to recover from this stage. And then finally, the fifth stage, and the stage which we all want, the acceptance. What I didn't learn in the college or in my schooling was one cannot move smoothly from one stage to other. There was no beginning, middle, or end of any stage. Most stages I used to visit several times. So, while attempting to manage my emotional recovery during or after, I used to give myself a break. You'll move through recovery at your own pace, guys. Angry 1 week, in denial the next, will come to the point of acceptance. Hopefully sooner than later, but don't haste. I would say you'll have to feel each and every stage. I know you love the last stage, that is acceptance, but you cannot jump directly to that. Cry it out. Talk. Talk to someone who is trained enough to help you eliminate those toxic emotions. So let's talk about each and every stage one by one. First one, which I mentioned, was denial. This was my favorite. After acceptance, obviously. Nothing like moving through a storm and pretending all is well with the world. Denial is a kind of way of protecting you from becoming emotional zombie or emotionally overwhelmed. Denial is quite stressful, quite useful as well, but as long as it doesn't keep you from progressing on to the next stage, it's depressing. You are stuck into denial. I would say use this stage to your benefit, but don't abuse it. After a while, refusing to face reality becomes a more unattractive trait. So feel this denial, but don't hold on to it. You'll have to wake up and face the reality the other day. Then comes anger, the second stage. This stage I visited often. I had a very short temper after my marriage cancellation. The world was falling apart and I was kind of looking at her WhatsApp pictures, the Facebook profile pics, and the people who used to tag her. I wasn't stalking her. I was just trying to understand how is she feeling after everything. Why is she not replying me? I was kind of blaming. I wanted to blame someone. I didn't want myself to be guilty of all this mess. If it rained on a day, I had planned to go the beach. It was her fault. I wanted to blame anyone. I didn't want my anger to cause any more trouble into my life. I wanted to burst it out on someone. This phase, I became the most, I would say the worst person I ever had been. As long as there are no little ears to hear your disparaging, your insulting remarks about your ex, feel free to let it out. But please, don't do anything more disturbing, more regretful in your anger stays. You'll often regret the things you say, the things you do in these days. So just burst it out, but don't create another mess in these days. Don't hurt anyone's feelings. Everybody knows that you're hurt, You're trying to recover. You want a shoulder to cry on, but don't misuse it. Then the third stage comes. Bargaining. Bargaining is something when you set aside your ego, as I mentioned, you're gonna attempt to repair and you're gonna undo the damage you've done to your life. Bargaining is when you stop and say, I can't handle this emotionally. I'll negotiate anything with her. I'll turn myself inside if I need to, but I can't go through this. I mean, I can't do this any longer. It's an attempt to put on the brakes and stop the runaway train and get your life back. Yes, it might not have been a great life, but it was a hell lot better than what you are experiencing now. During these days, I shouldn't say that, but I thought my ex was the best lover I ever had. I missed this beautiful face I woke up next to. She was kind of God's gift. I wanted her back. I moved quite quickly through the bargaining stage though, but I felt a lot of emotional, I would say, roller coaster ride during these days. I used to mail her every now and then. I used to apologize for anything which I had said and done. I tried to win her back. I kept my ego aside. It was kind of last ditch attempt at coming to terms with the decision to break it up. If you are a lever, if you are the lever, it is during this days that you will either realize you made the right decision or a mistake. And I hope and I bet nobody feels like their lever. Everybody wants to try their best in the end. Everybody tries that they can earn their exes respect, the love which they lost. They try to win her back. If you are the levy, as I mentioned, if you are the lever, you will get to know that it was the right decision or it was a mistake. But if you are the levy, this is the stage where you will begin to pursue your wife or your husband. You want them back at all costs. All costs to you. Your self-esteem. The thing to remember is, they will also go through the bargaining stage. If they have made a mistake, they will realize it and undo what was set in the motion. Yeah. So, try your best. I won't stop you to feel or stretch these stays as long as you want, but don't hurt yourself or the other. Try your best to win her back, to win him back, but at the end, you'll have to realize that things you are trying to get stick to are not in your hand. Whether it was the right decision or a mistake, you will get to know sooner or later. Then comes the fourth and the most depressing stage. The stage name is depression. Well, you'll be in bed in front of the television for most of these days, eating ice creams, sadness. Sadness will become your constant companion. This is the one stage we all expect. We know that depression is going to hit. What we don't realize is that depression can go hand in hand with all stages of grief. And of course, you may not bathe for 3 days, 4 days during this denial stage. You look like a zombie. But I would say you're smart enough and you've surrounded yourself with a good support system. You can take a therapy, counseling, support of your families, your friends, but there is no substitute for expert advice during this depression that accompanies a breakup or a divorce or your marriage breakage. Cry it out. Talk to anyone who is ready to listen to you, who is trained enough to help you, who wants to eliminate those toxic emotions you are going through. Don't let depression turn into your suicidal thoughts. Yes, people get that. I got that. But my friend, life is beautiful. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. I know these days might seem unending, but you will get to know sooner or later that this days has actually an end. Cry it out. I won't advise anything about the depression stage, except that don't do anything stupid. Don't bring any suicidal thoughts. Even if they are coming, just think about the outcomes. Just think about the time after a year, after 2 years, how the things are gonna be changed. How do you want to see those things? How do you want to see your life? You might be having some dreams which you saw with her, which you felt with her, which you planned with her, and she might be in mostly dreams of yours. But don't burn those dreams into your emotions grave. Please wake up and just try to at least realize that things are gonna be alright. I would say this simple fact. Things are gonna be alright. God has planned for every little act of His. God must be thinking about something when He did this to your life. You're not alone. There are many people who go through the same stage. But I would say each and every one of that guy, that girl who faces these days, get something better at the end. You will also get something better once you come to the last and final stage, the acceptance. You'll love these days. When it hits, you'll throw your head back and laugh. Yeah, you'll actually realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and the life ahead. You move through adversity and learn from it. Full stream ahead. Full. Be warned though. Acceptance doesn't mean you don't still have negative emotions about your ex or your divorce or your breakup. You may still feel some anger. There may still be some sadness or madness at the loss of your marriage. But you become mature enough. You learned to accept the reality of the situation. You may realize that having feelings of regret over the loss of your marriage, but it is regret you can live with. You are no longer stuck in the grief. Yeah, you can regret about something, but don't worry. That's also gonna pass. If lucky you're no longer grieving or something. If there are still feelings of grief, they are at least no longer holding you back from living life. Yeah. That's all. Accept it with a smile, with an upward curve on your face. Live your life not for yourself, but for the sole purpose you were born for. Don't waste it. Don't hurt anyone else's feelings. People, don't born alone. You must have heard that we came alone in this world. We will leave alone from this world. But I would say nobody came alone. You came with a family, a mother who gave you birth, a father who taught you how to walk, who taught you the pedaling of your cycle, your first cycle. And your siblings, if you're fortunate enough. You born with a family. If your family has left you already, or demised, or any unfortunate incident, then I would say that the people you see each and every day, they are your family. Live for them. Do something better. Make this world a better place than what you got. Don't waste it. Life is very beautiful. You'll find someone to love someday, but right now, just hold on to it. Your life is gonna be awesome. Legendary, I would say. Don't ruin it with your emotional roller coaster. These are the stages. These will pass sooner or later. Accept it. Thank you.